Hello, my name's Ian Jones, and this is the Rusty Elm Microcast. Decided to go ahead with it. I had some positive feedback on Twitter from a few people, and privately as well. So, why not? I've kind of erred on the side wanting to do it anyway. I kind of want this project that I'm working on to be publicly accountable. So often I do something and tinker with it for a while and give up and then try something else, whereas if I'm going to be doing this microcast, it'll probably give me that little extra edge to keep on plugging away and learning these two languages, and actually getting something out there. But, you know, we'll see how that goes. I've wanted to do a podcast for years, so this is a good excuse as well. I've recently been inspired by microcasts like Timetable by Manton Rees, which is the I guess the ultimate microcast. Is the first one that was kind of dubbed a microcast, I guess. Maybe. I haven't looked into that. And also there's been things like Build Your SaaS by John Buda and Justin Jackson. And The Art of Product podcast by Ben Orenstein and Derek Reimer. Both of those have been a great listen to hear, you know, a couple of founders or a couple of guys working on different things, just talking about how they're getting on and trials and tribulations and stuff. And this microcast, while it's going to be a little bit more techy potentially, because it's going to be very much orientated towards Rust and Elm, there's still going to be some stuff about project work and the potential business side and so on. So, yeah, they were quite inspirational. So I had a question from This Is KP on Twitter. He was asking, am I learning both Rust and Elm as brand new languages? So yes and no. I'm totally new to Rust, never done any. So yep, that's definitely from scratch. I have had a smattering of Elm experience. A couple of years ago, I wrote a blog post for Delicious Brains, who is the company I currently work for, on building reactive WordPress plugins. And in part three of that series, I wrote about Elm. And it was a plugin where a plugin called WP Crompexy, a very basic plugin that shows the WP cron on WordPress, and I started off using the at that time canonical JavaScript of Backbone.js on the front end in a kind of reactive-ish style. Then I moved on to Vue.js, which was basically using roughly the same back end and then cleaning it up and switching out the JS. And then I switched out completely for the JS with Elm. Still using mostly the same backend for the PHP side. And that was a great experience. I really enjoyed that. And Elm was by far my most favourite part of that project. And kind of inspired me to keep on looking at Elm and see if there's anything I could do with it in the future, which I am now. So what am I doing now? Well, so at the moment I'm still learning Rust. I'm at the moment plowing through the Rust programming language book, basically trying to get a good grip on what Rust is, what it can and can't do, and the basic syntax, without actually diving in and doing any coding, just to get a good feel for it. Before I start actually tinkering with the project, and then I'll probably have to keep deep, you know, dipping into the documentation again when I actually start, but at least I'll have some idea of what I'm looking for and the basic workings of Rust, hopefully. So I've just finished the chapter 10, Generic Types, Traits and Lifetimes, which was quite a long one. Took a couple of nights of reading. To be honest, I nearly fell asleep a couple of times, but that was because it was late, and I really shouldn't be doing it quite so late at those times. But so I'm familiar with the concepts of generics and traits, so that wasn't too much of a shock. Quite good to see, actually. But lifetimes, or annotating them on, like, you know, on a function or even on a structure and stuff, that was weird. That's going to be something that's going to take some getting used to, that's for sure. But yay for compilers, I guess. I mean, hopefully every time I make a mistake in that realm, it'll shout at me and I'll say, oh yeah, okay, watch that scope, maybe annotate a lifetime. So now I'm moving on to chapter 11. Haven't started it yet, and that's writing automated tests. I expect to use tests quite a bit in the project. I do like testing. I do like to make sure that tests are there and have reasonable coverage. But I guess I'll probably do a little bit less than I would with PHP, though. Again, yay for compilers. I mean, having proper types is such a saving grace and is one of the big attractions to me for Rust, and Elm, obviously. I do like static types and other things, other projects I've done in the past. I've always preferred to use static types and compilers and stuff. Even all the way back to my Infimix 4GL days. Otherwise, I have a basic Hello World Rust app using the Rocket Web Framework up and running just to make sure that my toolchain is there. Nothing there, really. You know, I've just, you know, it really does just say Hello World. But it's there, it's working. I've got like a basic Git repository, which is all there working. And I've even done an update for the nightly Rust to make sure that works and so on. So that's kind of ready, and that's going to be my playground as I start actually trying to flesh out the Rust side of things. But there's lots more to learn in that area too. I'm going to have to learn Rocket. I'm going to probably need to learn Diesel. And then there's probably going to have to be a GraphQL library in there as well, because I intend to use that as the kind of medium for chatting between the front end and the back end. And keeping that, doing that also means it'll probably be available as a public endpoint as well once the project goes live. I'll talk about that another day, I guess. I was cleaning up some projects on my hard drive and I found an old Elm implementation of the project I'm going to be building with this. Well, basically, just a skeleton. It was just a skeleton of, like, the front-end navigation, like the pages and so on. I'm definitely not going to use that in this new project. It wasn't very good. But there's a couple of ideas in there. But it was nice to see that I completely forgot that I'd done that. But, you know, it was good to see that. It was a little bit of a eye-opener, and it reminded me about how a few things work with Elm, which was nice. So that project, what is the project? I don't think I'm going to talk about that just yet. I'll maybe keep that for a later cast, because this is one's getting on a bit anyway. So until next time, you can find me on micro.blog at Ian M. Jones, and Twitter is Ian M. Jones. Any feedback, get in touch. Cheers.